Ask for a sign from the Lord your God. But is that okay? Since when do I get to make demands of God? Since when do I get to say, I'll do this, Lord, if you prove it to me? And so the battle line was drawn in the first reading. Ahaz says, no, I won't ask for a sign. Isaiah says, how can you not ask for a sign? So was it okay for him to ask God for a sign? Or more importantly, is it okay for us? A sign is the presence or occurrence of something that indicates the probable presence or occurrence of something else. So in other words, when I see this, or hear this, or experience this, it's telling me about something more than this. So, for example, I came up with 5 signs for a cathedral priest that Christmas is almost here. So, 5 signs that Christmas is almost here for a cathedral priest. Number 1, he's already putting the purple vestments back in the closet until Ash Wednesday. Number 2, there are too many tamales at the rectory. Number 3, everywhere he turns, he's blessing people traveling to California and Mexico and Kansas City and everywhere else. Number 4, people keep telling him he'll be really busy this week, even though it's nothing compared to the penance services last week or the Feast of Our Lady Guadalupe the week before. And number 5, even the priest is starting to break his rule of not saying Merry Christmas while it's still Advent. When those things start to happen, I know that Christmas at the cathedral is right around the corner. Why? Because they're a sign. The presence of something that indicates the presence of something else. Now, I'm not questioning that God uses signs to show us what he wants. Our readings today aren't questioning that either. My question is it okay to ask for a sign from God? And my response would be, of course it's okay. As long as I'm asking on God's terms, not mine. God, do you want me to go to the seminary? God, do you want me to marry this person? God, do you want us to move to a new town? God, show me what it is that you want me to do. It's okay to make that prayer. But here are 3 points to make sure we're asking with the right heart. Number 1, don't look for a sign to match your answer. Number 2, God's sign may not be as definitive or as incredible as you expect. And number 3, don't paint God into a corner with your demand for a sign. So first of all, don't look for a sign to match your answer. If you already know what you're going to do, then you're not looking for direction. You're looking for approval. Now that could be okay. You know, God, give me a sign that quitting my job last week was the right thing to do. That could be okay. But remember that asking for a sign from God means that I'm prepared for the possibility that his answer might not match mine, even if I've already done it. If God's direction will have no effect on my decision, then why ask? But if I do ask, then I need to be prepared for his answer. Secondly, that sign from God may not be as definitive or as incredible as you expect. You know, just yesterday morning on our Catholic radio station, I heard a priest describe how he was in eighth grade at a Christmas party when he heard God clearly say to him, "Be a priest." Twice he heard it. Well, I got nothing like that. No unforgettable moment when I was 21 and God knocked me to the ground and said, "What are you doing?" I got nothing like that. The sign from God that I was called to the priesthood was the encouragement of my friends, the example of my family, the counsel of my priest. Just keep in mind that if you ask God for a sign, where you should go to college next year, how much you should give to the church, whether you should discontinue your chemotherapy, whatever it is, just keep in mind that his answer might not be bold and clear. It might require some listening, some studying, some work on your part. And finally, don't paint God into a corner with your demand for a sign. If you really want him to help you, then let him help you. That's why I get a little uneasy about a never-fail novena, where on the ninth day or the 21st day, God will give you some unmistakable sign. I'm not saying that he can't do it. I'm not saying that he won't do it. I'm just saying that he doesn't have to do it. If you say, "Lord, we need you to show us by December 31st whether or not we should sign on this new house," well, it's good that you're asking the Lord. Don't get me wrong. But he's not obliged to work on your calendar. The Lord wanted to give Ahaz a sign. And he even wanted him to ask for a sign. The virgin will be with child and will be called Emmanuel. A sign of what we will celebrate this week. I don't need any more signs to know that Christmas is almost here. But there are plenty of occasions when we ask God to show us what we should do. And if we ask without already having our answer, and we realize that the sign might not be definitive or incredible, and if we don't paint God into a corner with our request, then it's very likely that he will answer. After all, no one wants you to follow God's plan for your life more than the person who made it.